Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director. I'm joined on the phone by Gary White. He's the director of the Sitka Economic Development Association. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Robert.
I am looking at the Sitka Economic Resiliency Task Force website, and I guess, is this your brainchild at SETA?
Sort of. We always look for best practices of other communities, and we had heard about Anchorage doing something similar, setting up, well, even the state setting up their economic stabilization task force, and Anchorage had set up the Anchorage Economic Resiliency Task Force, and we thought it would be a good idea to create something and get the folks here in Sitka working together to try to figure out how we keep our economy here with these challenging times we're under.
Yeah, so Sitka is kind of falling into line with some of the other communities around Alaska that now that we're sort of adjusting, I think, mentally to the idea that the coronavirus pandemic is going to affect our country and our state and our community, and we're having to sort of make adjustments in our personal lives regarding, keeping ourselves and our families safe and healthy, there's this whole other realm of kind of the economic impact of the pandemic. And that's sort of what the Economic Resiliency Task Force is beginning to examine, ways to find immediate relief and sort of long-term strategies for rebound. What's the overall approach?
Well, we have three main basic concepts currently. One is we're trying to figure out or try to help folks navigate through all this federal stimulus money that's coming out. So what types of financial resources and assistance is available for folks? That's one section. The second section is trying to figure out best practices on how to continue commerce and business with these challenging times. Looking to see what other communities are doing and what other businesses are doing in ways that they're adapting and innovating to still be able to go out and sell some products and services. And then the third function was a good suggestion of the chamber that we should look at workforce connectivity. As people are displaced from their jobs, are there other types of sectors that are needing workers? And can we transition some of those folks into a different sector temporarily so we can keep people working?
Is the task force a meeting of the minds? Do you get together and have meetings, or are you exchanging ideas over email? How's it all functioning?
Well, I've learned how to use Zoom.
Yeah.
we've been having Zoom meetings, and we've got together, different groups of folks from the community. We have a local government section that's, we have the STA and CBS general managers and administrators are looking at that function. And of course, they're already working on that, but it's the ability for them to share what they're finding with the rest of the group. We have myself and Camille Ferguson, who runs STE, which is the economic development function of Sitka Tribe of Alaska. So we're collaborating, working, and trying to find some of these stimulus funds and best practices. And then we have the chamber doing what the chamber does, and they're working with the food and beverage folks, the lodging folks, the charter folks, the retail folks, trying to figure out what their issues are and what kind of programs can support them. We've got an education section. We have a nonprofit section. We have a workforce support section. And then we're looking at some of the different industries around town and how is that being affected and what some of their issues coming forward. And then we're also trying to work with some of the federal partners that are hopefully going to be the conduits to bring some of this capital back into the community.
Is it for business owners or is it for the general public? Who is going into the website and using these tools? Who are they really tailored for?
Well, I guess it's more tailored towards the business community because they're providing jobs to the community. But, I mean, we also have information on there and just the overall. We're not necessarily focused on what the local mandates are or what the healthcare problems are. There's plenty of folks that are working on that. We're trying to figure out is how folks can get access to capital because the issue right now is we're losing a lot of capital coming into town. And if the tourism season doesn't happen this year, it could be devastating. So how do we bring more money into our town, because our money's always leaking out? And of course we want more money in our town because that creates jobs and you know, quality of life for folks. You know, that's something else that the task force members are looking at, is there's a potential for a fourth round of funding to come out of stimulus to come out of the federal government. And how does that affect the tourism folks that are in the visitor industry? Really, there wasn't a lot of coverage for them in the latest CARES Act, that funding monies that came through. And through, you know, different meetings I've been on and hearing from the federal delegation, that they recognize that as well. And so how do we figure out here locally, how can we suggest programmings and potential funding mechanisms to help the visitor industry, which would then in turn help SICA?
The CARES Act is the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. I'm reading this off your website, by the way. Allocated $350 billion to help small businesses keep workers employed amid the economic downturn. And again, that, yeah, when you're talking about the cruise ship industry in the summer season in Alaska, it's not a matter of keeping workers employed. It's a matter of even bringing them on in the first place.
Correct. Yeah, there's a lot of conversations out there in the community right now of potential of a cruise ship season even happening, or based not even just the cruise ship, but the visitor season. Are folks still wanting to come here and go charter fishing? Are they even going to be allowed to come here? Yeah, so there's still a lot of unknowns out there. This is, of course, a very evolving situation. You know, all we can do is hope and pray that the virus starts to go on the downtrend and that, you know, we can get back to things as normal. But right now it's not looking like that.
Gary, have you had Jay Sweeney in from City Hall, our city administrative officer and finance officer, in to talk to the task force?
Yes. Yeah. Jay's part of the task force.
All right. And I'm assuming that, you know, it's not just it's just not revenues for businesses in the summer season. The sales tax bump in the summertime generates a lot of revenue for Sitka. There's the bed tax as well. These are significant sources of revenue for the city, and I imagine he's got some major concerns right now.
Part of the download that we're getting from the industry sectors, I think, is helpful for Jay to hear. You know, some of the projections that folks are trying to factor into their budgets. Everyone's budget, I think, right now for the summer season is completely out the window. Everything that was planned for last fall and earlier this winter, is the situation has changed. So everyone's trying to scramble and figure out what the next steps are. And so everybody is. The state is. The federal government is. And so they're trying to put programs out there that can soften that blow. And so part of our goal with the task force is to get that information out to the folks in the community.
All right. I want to definitely steer people towards the task force website. What's the best way to reach it?
The CETA website is sicca.net. Pretty easy, sicca.net. And there's a link right there to the SICA Economic Resiliency Task Force. And we've got a bunch of useful information there that folks can learn about. For instance, right now, part of the rapid relief to businesses and communities is coming out of the Small Business Administration. So we've got information on how to access those funds. We've got links to the Small Business Administration, so you can go in and learn more about those and see which will fit best for your organization. And then we have a link that I think folks should look at, is the Alaska Small Business Development Resource Center. They have a lot of really good tools on there, including you can sign up for a daily webinar briefing on what are some of the new tools coming in. So every day at 2:00, once you register, you can log into this webinar and they're going to be providing information for folks to understand how they can, for instance, take advantage of the economic injury disaster loans, how to look at the Paycheck Protection Program.
Yeah, the PPP.
The PPP. Folks can look at some of these different programs and see if it's beneficial to them or not.
Gary, we put a link to the Sitka Economic Resiliency Task Force on the KCAW COVID-19 Information Hub. Folks can find that online at kcaw.org, or they can go to sitka.net and find the link there. I think if you're a small business owner or you're an individual and you're just confused about a lot of things that you've been hearing in the news regarding economic relief during the COVID-19 pandemic, you'll find some answers and some guidance just on the website. Gary White is the director of the Sitka Economic Development Association. Thanks, Gary, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Robert.